choose or no. There was a call I used to hear. Now I'm certain it's unclear. I know you'd love like no other. Sure, I'd be a real great mother, or so I am told. Seems out of my control.
Right there is Out of My Control from Begonia, the indie soul pop musician from Winnipeg, off her album Birthday Cake. Again, the track Out of My Control. Before that, we took it back a bit, I believe, out of their 2010 album Conditions. That was The Temper Trap with Science of Fear. Before that, we heard Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, off his new album Hard Road. Listen to the track Memphis. And kicking us off was our Daily Slice of Green Cheese question. The song King of Wishful Thinking, we did not get an answer yet. Just a reminder, I'll give you one more opportunity to get it here. It was on this day in 1955, British singer-songwriter Peter Cox was born. And with hits such as Call Me and King of Wishful Thinking, they also had a big track called We Close Our Eyes. What was the name of the group Cox was a part of? Also had guitarist Richard Drummey out of London, England. The song King of Wishful Thinking featuring prominently on the soundtrack Pretty Woman. And I'll give you another hint. If you look at a compass, that will basically give you a hint to what is in their name. So 218-326-1234, give you another chance to guess that answer to the Daily Slice of Green Cheese. My name is Chris Walker. You're listening to Headwaters here on KAXE. And we've talked about it a little bit this morning, especially if you're listening to the morning show. Big day here at KAXE as we're kicking off our end of the year giving campaign. And it's a big one this year because KAXE was chosen for a program called Newsmatch 2025, run by the Institute for Nonprofit News. It's a national campaign supporting local nonprofit newsrooms like ours. You helped us get here. Basically, your support is what helped us launch our newsroom and make a commitment to covering news stories that matter to you in northern Minnesota. So you helped us get here, and your gift can go even further because we have over $35,000 in matching funds to support strong local journalism across our region. Thanks to a big community local match, as well as matches from the MacArthur Foundation and the Rural Partners Fund, your gift will be matched 3-1 up to $1,000 while those funds remain. So with that $35,000 in matching funds, that means we can raise up to $70,000 if we hit our goal by the end of the year. So this campaign, again, runs through December 31st. So if you need to discuss it over with a financial advisor and look at some of those potential tax benefits, whether it's a good time to give this year, You can do that, and you can give now at KAXE.org. And I want to give you a little bit of inspiration here as we kick off this next set here of Headwaters. You know, I used to bartend, and we would play this song pretty regularly at the start of one of our late night shifts. Here is Aloe Black with I Need a Dollar, and we would love a dollar as well, or whatever you can get to support KAXE here at the end of 2025.
Share your dollar with me. got to be the peasant king. He taught the javelinas how to sing. Came up with the wake-up call, shouting out to one and all. A sound the javelinas can't resist. The battle cry goes like this. Whoa. But no one's chasing him. No choir singing hymns. Glory to the king. No subjects in the town. No servants serving him. Well, the king can be found singing to the underground. He's a king without a crown. He's a king without a crown.
We'll be right back.
off her new album, So Long, Little Miss Sunshine. That is Molly Tuttle with That's Gonna Leave a Mark. It's her fifth album and rooted a bit more in pop than her typical bluegrass sound. Before that, we heard brand new local music. It's a new band of musicians from around the Iron Range, appropriately named Rangers. We heard their song, Without a Crown. Really excited to dig into them a bit more. Before that, we heard Trombone Shorty in the New Breed Brass Band. Got to give them all credit with their song, Line 'Em Up. I was personally inspired to play them because their station here in Grand Rapids is right next to a storybook walk along the Mississippi River. My daughters and I like to frequent, and they had a book on Trombone Shorty that was a true story about him as a kid sleeping in his bed with a trombone, attending a Bo Diddley concert, kind of where he was discovered. So really neat storybook walk along the Mississippi in Grand Rapids. So just a great reason to support your local libraries, folks. And kicking us off, that set again was Aloe Black with I Need a Dollar. No answer for the daily slice of green cheese. Well, I should say technically no winner. No one called in. You know what? My brother Alex did text me the answer, so I am going to go take him out somewhere to one of our sponsors' locations next time. Next time he is up in Grand Rapids. The question was, on this day in 1955, British singer-songwriter Peter Cox was born. With hits such as Call Me and King of Wishful Thinking, what was the name of the group Cox led? That was Go West. And again, kudos to Alex in Shoreview for nailing that answer. So we'll see where Alex decides to go when he comes and visits Grand Rapids. Well, support for KEXE comes from the National Alliance of Mental Illness of the Grand Rapids area. NAMI offers a free and confidential monthly support group for family and friends of persons with mental illnesses. More at NAMIGrandRapidsMN.org. We also receive support from the Lake Country Journal, a magazine showcasing the beauty, landscapes, and the people of Lake Country. This February-March issue publishes the winners of their annual photo contest, which are also displayed at the Brainerd Lakes Regional Airport. Submissions are accepted all year round at lakecountryjournal.com. Well, we're going to get right back to the music. We have one more set before we get to our request line. Again, request line today is awesomely bad songs. So certainly subjective, but we've gotten some good requests. Have a fun lineup of music here I'm going to want to play for you. So let's get into the next set, and we'll check back in for request line. Of Monsters and Men have a new album. Good album. Would highly recommend you listening to it. I had the opportunity to go see them down at the Palace Theater. They played two nights. I believe our staff librarian, Tammy Bobrowski, also got to see them. I think she was there the second night. My oldest daughter, Kirby, and I, we got to go check them out, and that was Kirby's first concert. She had a blast. It was a really neat concert, really great production, sound and lighting, just an enjoyable experience all around. Their new album is All Is Love and Pain in the Mouse Parade, and this track is called Dream Team.
Worry call, worry talk. It's a brain thing, the same thing I try to blow. Making plans, feeling tall. I'm the face behind the maze, behind the door. But you need me there. Heavy head, don't look down. You're wondering not to frown. Another bite, the neon light. I was hungry for a moment, but the moment came and went. I don't wanna cry my eyes out. I don't wanna cry my eyes out. I was hoping for a minute not to get. Wondering for a second not to stay. But you need me there.
Listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
That was I Got Love by Bobby Oroza. And before that, you'll sense a theme here. So Much Love from Southern Avenue off their Released earlier this year, Family from the Memphis Soul Blues Family Band. Kicking us off again was Of Monsters and Men off their new album, All Is Love and Pain in the Mouse Parade. Their song, Dream Team. My name is Chris Walker. You are listening to Headwaters here on KEXE. And it is now time to shift our attention to our request line. I should recognize some of our community supporters who help make KEXE possible. We receive support from the Itasca Unitarian Fellowship in Grand Rapids, a welcoming community for those engaged in the spiritual journey of life. All are welcome Sundays at 10 a.m., mid-September through mid-May. More at itascaunitarianfellowship.org or on Facebook. Programming is also supported in part by the Minnesota Humanities Center, distributing more than $6 million in cultural heritage grants. Funding is available to individuals and organizations that will create, celebrate, and teach Minnesota's diverse arts, culture, and heritage, including indigenous organizations, historically underrepresented communities, and recent immigrants and veterans. Details at mnhum.org/grants. Well, we're going to turn back again now to turn our attention to the request line. I was inspired by an app that my coworkers and I take part in called Music League. The app gives you a different theme every week. And what you do then is you submit a song based on that theme and everyone gets to vote on their favorites. And I believe it was last week, maybe the week before, the theme was No, But Seriously. And basically songs that are mocked, but people insist are actually good songs. So we went with a twist on that. Awesomely bad songs. We got some requests coming in. Thanks so much for everyone who did submit a request. I had two notes on this first song. And what I like about this, it was, here's an awesomely bad song for your list with an awesomely bad movie to go with it. So we're going to start off with a song, One Tin Soldier, The Legend of Billy Jack, to kick off our request line here on KEXE.
Soldier rides away. silent flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Night. Sunny afternoon.
I don't know if it gets more awesomely bad than that. That is Eiffel 65 with their song Blue. And if you're wondering why you're here on KXE, it's because we just finished up our request line this Monday morning on Headwaters with the theme of awesomely bad songs. And I can't help it. That song came out when I was in seventh grade and was just a massive hit. But I do think as I get older, each time I listen to it more and more, it gets worse. But I'm always going to love it because it hit me right in that sweet spot as a seventh grader. Kudos to, I forget which coworker brought that up when the theme came up. It's also a very awesomely bad music video. You can see how far technology has come. Before that, we had Baltimora with Tarzan Boy. That's a shout out to Andrew DeZingle, submitted that song in our Music League version of Awesomely Bad Songs. That one is just an absolute banger, though. I love that song. Before that, we had Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire. That was requested by Lisa. I love Lisa's comment. It says, quote, "My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating," end quote. Those are some bad lyrics, she says. And yes, Lisa, I would agree with that. Kicking us off again, One Tin Soldier, The Legend of Billy Jack. I think what makes songs awesomely bad is the ability to laugh at them and still listen to them. And I certainly did that. So thank you to everyone who submitted. My name is Chris Walker. One more set here on Headwaters this Monday morning. But first, programming on KEXE and KBXE is supported in part by Minsure, offering Minnesotans the opportunity to find discounts, compare private health plans, and see if they qualify for no-cost or low-cost insurance. Expert advice is available. Enrollment deadline is December 18th for coverage starting January 1st. Information and enrollment online at mnsure.org. We also receive support from Dragonfly Coffee, located in Central Square Mall in Grand Rapids, featuring a scratch bakery and offering espresso, bubble tea, and more. Empowering inclusion and community through employment. Special orders available at drinkdragonfly.com. Well, let's get into our last set here on Headwaters. We're going to switch back to, again, some more incredible Minnesota music. I tell you what, this Minnesota music right now is in a really, really great spot with a band who's not new to it by any means and just released their final recordings with their founding bassist, Chris Bearden, who lost the ability to play due to brain cancer. It's Polisa, and this is off their album Dreams Go. This song is Wound Up.